Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, this is Payne and Pendergast, but of course my voice is not that of Sean Pendergast. My name is Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet, former Houston Texan, and I'm joined by Cecil Shorts, 6-year NFL vet and former Houston Texan. And
weren't you a Pro Bowler?
I was a Pro Bowler, but I never say that about myself.
Well,
I let other people, when they introduce me, they'll put that part out there. It's known. I got a lot of titles, man. Executive Director of the Wade Smith Foundation. You
humble
know,
brag.
Sports Radio 6. I mean, I'm just saying, if I go through all of them, we'll be talking about that the whole time instead of talking about the fact that the Rockets made a trade, man. Last night, if you're just now waking up now, the Rockets made a trade last night. It was a 4-team trade. That included, of course, Clint Capela being traded to the Atlanta Hawks. In exchange, they got Robert Covington and Jordan Bell of the Timberwolves. They had to get rid of and let go of a first-round draft pick this year, 2020. And then also, Hilario Nene is no longer a Houston Rocket. And so, if you went to sleep before 11 o'clock last night, you thought everything was sweet and maybe something would happen tomorrow. It didn't work out that way. And so Adrian Wojnarowski gave some little insight on what he thought what the trade was, and we'll react to that next.
Key players in this, Robert Covington from Minnesota to Houston. That's the big wing player they wanted. Atlanta gets the center. Clint Capela, they've been on the market for. And then Denver moves out Malik Beasley and Hernan Gomez. They go to Minnesota in this deal.
Okay.
Minnesota gets Atlanta's first-round pick via the Brooklyn Nets. So they'll have now another first-round pick coming in this draft. You know, all this culminating tonight, this 4-team deal, when talks between Minnesota and Golden State, that would have added to that 3-team deal, a 4th team, it would have been. D'Angelo Russell, Andrew Wiggins, those talks fell apart, and then Minnesota pivoted, got Denver involved, and they just got the deal done now.
Wojbomb always comes through in the clutch, man. And so what's your initial reaction to the trade, and who actually won it, in your opinion?
Who won the trade?
Yeah, who won it? Somebody's always got to win, and somebody's got to lose. So who won the trade, man?
It's 4 teams in the trade, and I do think Capela to the Hawks is very interesting. I think Trae Young is playing at an all-star level.
Yeah.
Not sure if he's an all-star. Is he an all-star this year?
I'm pretty sure he is. Is he not Jonesy? I'm not sure about that. But
I know he's averaging, I think he's top 5, top 7 in scoring this year. Assists, he's in the top 5 easily.
He's going to get you buckets now.
He's playing lights out, and I think he'll do a really good job of pick and roll with Trae Young and those guys there. Denver, not sure who they got in the trade off the top of my head right now. I just forgot that fast.
So Denver received Shabazz Napier, Keita Bates Diop, and forward Noah Vonleh. They got some interesting names on these NBA guys. I mean, it's a lot of, I guess it's a, I don't know.
So I think Denver got depth. I think they got Gerald Green, looks like, too, but he's injured right now. So Denver got depth. If I had to pick a person that won the trade, I would say Houston won the trade, with Atlanta being a close second. I think Houston wants to go small ball.
Yeah.
Like they talked about, earlier. And I think they've gotten better as far as getting Jordan Bell, who's, like you mentioned in the last segment, he's been in the Warriors lineup where they have been in small ball situations. And then bringing in a guy like Robert Covington, who can shoot the three, who can play defense, who can score, who'll probably be an instant starter right away from what we talked about offset. Or off air, excuse me. I think they got better. Now, the question for me is, will that better be better enough to get you to the NBA Finals or get you to the Western Conference Finals? I'm not sure.
Well, the blueprint has been laid by the Golden State Warriors with their death lineup. You know what I mean? And so the death lineup for the Warriors consisted of Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, and then whoever that fifth person was. It tended to trade. I mean, of course, it was this year was Kevin Durant, or the past couple years it was Kevin Durant. So yeah, those 5 guys. Well, the Rockets' death lineup is going to consist of Harden, Westbrook, Gordon, the newly acquired Robert Covington, and then PJ Tucker. So the question is, do you think that lineup, how do you think it matches up with the other teams in the Western Conference, because getting to the NBA Finals, you got to get through the Western Conference. And so right now, when I hear that lineup, when I see that lineup, it's interesting. I mean, there should be more ball movement. They should be able to run. But will that be a lineup good enough to compete with the likes of the Los Angeles Lakers and LA Clippers, the big boys in the West, Denver, Utah? I think for sure it allows them to pass Denver and Utah. I don't know if it gets them on the level of the two LA teams, though.
I think if you look at the Warriors, and they had that lineup where they went small at times, but they had options to go big as well. So I took a list of guys that they had that were 6'10 or higher, starting with Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Even though he probably is 7 feet. I seen a picture of him taller than DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. It's funny how it works in the NBA. They make the guys that are supposed to be taller, you know, yes, shorter, absolutely. And then the guys are supposed to be shorter, taller.
So you got DeMarcus Cousins, who was there previous years, Kevin Durant, Andrew Bogut, who was a big part of what's going on there, JaVale McGee, Kevin Looney, Zaza Pachulia, Anderson Varejao. I was there a couple years. They had options to go big. So yeah, they had chances to go, okay, depending on who they're playing, what's the best matchup for this game, this team. They had options to go big. They had options to help with the rebounding. And then they could go small ball. With the Rockets, I feel like it's all in on one situation. It's all small ball. I don't know if Tyson or Isaiah Harrison.
I think it's Haverstein.
Haverstein. I don't know if they can come in and give you quality minutes and help out in that way. I think it's all in on small ball, and that kind of worries me when it comes to different matchups.
Well, I tell you what, man, Tyson Chandler's going to have to give you some quality minutes.
You
got rid of Capella, you got rid of Nene, so you don't have any other options down low except for Capella and Haverstein. So those guys are going to have to play at a high level, and it's going to be for a spot period of time. It's not going to be for extended runs at that spot, because, like you said, the Rockets are all in on a death lineup. They're all in on playing small ball. And they've had a bunch of success with it so far this year. You know, you're 10-1 without Capella in there, because he's had various injuries throughout the season. And they've looked good. The ball has moved better without Capella. And so I'm good. I'm glad they made the deal. I would have loved to get a guy back like Kevon Looney, but unfortunately they couldn't make that happen. But with the guys they got back with Covington, I think it's going to be a great option with 3-D. And then you got Jordan Bell, who's been through the battles and is an athletic guy and a long wing that can play defense and also get you some buckets. And you always want to have athletes. I'm good with the trade. So when we come back to Payne and Pendergast, we'll be talking about the new GM of the Houston Astros coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.